Steve, thank you so much. And we also have a pledge from Rose, who has pledged before, and she likes STD Neural Day Friday. Who cooks for you? Mad Acres. Thank you very much. We are so close to doubling our goal. I did hear some more phone calls, so hopefully it's for us and I can disrupt the funny boys. But you all stay to listen for the funny boys. Thank you so much, Zoltan. Thank you so much, Karma.
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much, Sarah and Summer and Lainey. And you know, I never got the names of our phone answerers. So when I disrupt the funny boys, I will thank them too. Thank you so much to all of you who have pledged and donated. You made my day. Really appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You're listening to WORT Madison.
I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year. Oh, I feel nice. A sugar and spice. I feel nice. A sugar and spice.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the Mel and Floyd Summer Replacement Show. I'm Mel. Floyd is on assignment, but with us, as always, the man who knows everything, Mr. Smarty Pants.
Help, I'm trapped in a tangle of cords over here.
You're all tied up in headphones.
It's this twisted mass of, oh my goodness, what in the heck is going on?
Just cut it like yeah. Alexander.
Yeah, right. Yes, we have our own Gordian knot right here. All right. Well, that's the best I can do. I'm all sorry. Right, I just,
right. Send us money so we can untangle our headphones.
Exactly.
Well, hire a professional. We need to hire a professional headphone untangler. So, hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm okay.
Good.
I made the mistake of driving today. I was just kind of like,
you seldom drive.
I know. I don't.
Especially
like,
around town.
I don't. So Madison is the bow tie city. Have you noticed that?
No.
And getting through that knot in the middle of the bow tie is just really pretty crazy sometimes. You know, University Avenue, right? It supposedly is three lanes, but actually it's just like Brigadoon. It's like it's three lanes every 100 years. Have you noticed that? So, and then every single stoplight, no matter whether there's any cross traffic or not, because they're trying to slow you down,
sure,
you know, and,
sure.
And for good reason, as we all know from this week's terrible accident.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, it can get kind of frustrating sometimes just to drive around.
Kind of diverticulitis of driving.
Yeah, exactly. yes. I have one suggestion to the city, and I know that the movers and shakers listen to this show, and I just want to say one suggestion. You know, the little things where you press the button and the person gets to go across the intersection, that's a great addition. That's a wonderful thing. You know, I've been a pedestrian most of my life. I got these 2 feet. I work really well with my feet, and I would like to be able to do that. But here's the thing. You need a middle color, right? Like when a light changes
like a
and
light.
People are in a car and the other, you know, cars are coming from a cross lane, you have the time to slow down thing. This one, people push the button to walk and then they just start walking. I mean, that's the cars don't know that what they're, I mean, they don't know until that last millisecond. That's a very bad way to run things.
Yeah.
So if I had any suggestion I'd like to make to the city of Madison and their wonderful traffic engineering department, I would say have a middle grade warning thing that happens before somebody just steps off onto the pavement, because mm-hmm. that's a big problem.
So
anyway, that's us. Those are our one helpful suggestion for the week.
I read a book one time about the traffic controllers in Los Angeles, and it was really fascinating. They're just so high tech now. They've got all these sensors on the roads, and
sure.
They've got like a big, it's like NASA. They've got like this big room with, you know, control panels and stuff, but they said like the slightest little thing could cause a backup. Like if there's a couch on the side of the road.
Oh, heavens.
Because everybody slows down just a little bit
right.
when they pass that couch. They either, yep. you know, look at it or they just, think, yep. you know, just whatever. It's a human nature.
yeah.
And so, but, you know, when you get 10,000 cars doing that just yeah. a little bit, all yeah. of a sudden you've got a traffic
See, jam. I'm the one person that doesn't do that. My neck is not made of rubber. I'm like, whatevs, you know. I just really, hey, I just want to say, you know, today is, many people have remarked on this, but we want to remark on it too. Today is Esty DeNeuer's birthday.
Yay!
And one of the pledges that came in, it was a little bit after the end of her show, but I just want to let her know that she had a pledge that says, bravo and happy birthday, Esty. You Aww. Have made my life wiser, deeper, and more beautiful with all your WRT and community contributions.
Aww,
so, Esty,
that's so sweet.
Congratulations on your birthday. I'm not going to ask you how old you are, but I bet we're probably around the same age is what I would guess. So that's why we have to keep it mom, right?
She is one of the treasures of WRT
yeah,
and
is.
Madison.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, it's great.
And people are willing to pay cash money to listen, too. That's yeah, the great thing. Yeah. And you can do that on this show as well if you'd like to make a pledge to WRTFM.org. You can go right to that site, and there's a place where you can pledge to this program. And, of course, it's just pledging during this program. You're pledging to all the wonderful things that are happening here at WRT, including, of course, Esty's Friday Show.
Sure. So 608-256-2001 is the number, but you probably know that. And as you said, WRTFM.org is a very easy way to pledge. So. And we're only here 1 week, so that's
it's nice. A very short pledge drive.
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right.
I don't know. I
like the new, by the way, I love the new the logo on the new short sleeve shirt, because if you pledge at certain levels, we give you a little gift to say thank you. And if you like to pledge at the $100 level, you can get, there's different colors for these t-shirts. There's navy, olive, orange, and dark gray. But what's wonderful is they have a logo on there that has the WRT radio tower, and underneath it says the truth is here. And on one side, it's a UFO, a flying saucer, like the great, you know, 1950s vintage. You know, everyone loves the vintage model. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, you got your 55 Mercury, you got your flying saucer, yeah. And then on the other side, you've got this wonderful, the Eye of Providence, that little eye that's keeping an eye on you all the time. Here's the birthday girl right now.
Hi, boys.
Hey, how's it going? You had a wonderful, did you hear the wonderful thing that someone said about you here on the air?
Well, I just heard that
they
you
said
just...
That you've just made this fun. Person's life wiser, deeper, and more beautiful with all of your contributions. Look at that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I know. You had a lot to live up to here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Esty is speechless.
Can I take a picture?
It doesn't happen often. It does happen sometimes. Thank you so much, Anonymous. That is such a beautiful thing to hear.
Yeah.
Okay.
So how many olds are you?
Do you really want to know?
Sure. I'll tell you mine if you tell me yours.
Guess. and I mean really guess.
Okay. Nice. 70.
Oh, you're good. I'm 71 today.
Yeah, yeah. I'm turning 70 on September 7th. So
you're such a youth.
Yeah, we're well. You too. I mean, look at this. These tributes here. I mean, come on.
I'm about that age, but I don't have all my original parts. So
he's a cyborg.
Oh well, yeah, me neither. Yeah. You know, I mean, you don't get to this age. But how old are you?
71.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're all around the same age.
Yeah. Old folks.
We're all Generation Jones, as they call it. Yeah, right.
We're all in kindergarten.
Yeah, it's the subgenerational cohort that's part of the end part of boomers.
Where does the Jones come from?
Well, I just.
I'm not a boomer because I wasn't born here. So.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, maybe I'm Jones.
I don't know. You're a Jones. You're jonesing for it. What do you want to say to us, Esty?
I was told that you guys were thanking my pledge. And
yeah.
Like,
oh no, we're not taking it.
No, I didn't for a moment think you would take it. I'm just like I should know about this pledge.
Yeah, well there it
I
is.
I should know if I doubled my goal, and yeah, I about doubled my goal.
Oh, very. All right, sure. Excellent.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you. And, happy birthday.
Thank you. Yeah. And. Yeah, let's double yours too.
All right.
Okay.
There we go.
Bye.
We do have a couple of pledges that came in before the show started, so I just want to mention them. And one of them is Anonymous, and one of them is Anonymous. We get a lot of that on this show. And So let's see. They got nice premiums. Somebody got a one of the WRT shirts I was just describing. Likes Mel and Floyd, Blues Cruise, and Soul Sessions. And someone else got the Last Straw sets. I don't know what that is. I have to check that out.
Reusable straws. Let's see.
Oh, very nice. Okay.
A set of two reusable straws.
All right. So one's being cleaned while you use the other
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Yeah. You get a set with two stainless steel straws, a cleaning brush, four silicone tips, and a cotton drawstring bag. Keep one and gift one, it says.
There you go.
So that's an order. So.
All right. So let me just mention then with these two pledges, we want to thank you just to start out. It's always nice to have a little tailwind to keep us going. So again, WRTFM.org or
608-256-2001. Let's take a quick break, and then you don't have the name of the phone answers, right?
I don't.
Can you rush out and grab the list?
I will. They told me the names, and I immediately forgot them.
Oh, I'm like that, too. It's like, hi, I'm blah, blah, blah. Yeah. It's like, oh, hi.
It's Gloxinia and Guinevere.
All right, we're going to take about a minute break here. We'll be right back. Well, I'm back, Smarty Pants. Oh, there he is. He's back now too. So you have the names of the phone answers.
Well, we had them right. I just was double checking.
Let's name some names. Name names. You've got a list there.
So we have Katie, and we have Linda, and we have Lainey.
Oh, okay.
And of course, Lainey is our regular WRT receptionist, which is here with us every Friday. And I really, when I came in today, I was really laudatory of Lainey because remember we did the cat name thing last week and she was like super busy. She was slammed, as we say in the restaurant biz. And but she pulled through that really nicely. So we got Katie, Linda, and Lainey. And they're busy right now. They're getting a lot of calls. But if you'd like to add yourself to that list, just call in 608-256-2001 or go online, WRTFM.org. What you got over there, bud?
Oh, I'm just logging into our email in case somebody wanted to say hi at the melonfloydmailbag@gmail.com.
Hey, the 250-foot-tall arch is one step closer.
You're kidding.
Yeah. It's the hand-picked National Capital Planning Commission, which is led, of course, by lackeys of the fearless leader. They received nearly 1,700 public comments, but they're going to go ahead with it anyway. I can imagine what some of the comments were.
That's a thankless job.
We can't talk about that on the air. So what they actually said, but this thing is it could disrupt flight patterns, or and probably violates laws about the height of buildings and the
kill birds.
There's not any windmills, so they got to do something. The Federal Aviation Administration is reviewing whether it could pose an aerial hazard.
Oh my God!
Yeah. It's going to sit about a mile from the Pentagon heliport and about 2 miles from the Ronald Reagan National Airport, which is, you know, one of the country's busiest flight hubs. There's already a group of Vietnam vets that are suing to stop construction, and there's no congressional approval of this, so that's one problem. But they're also saying that it would obstruct the view between the Lincoln Memorial and the Arlington National Cemetery. But on the plus side, on the upside, it's yet another useless monument to the fearless leader. So so quit your belly aching.
That reminds me, it's not exactly related, but Ivanka Trump.
Sorry, I have to spit when you say that.
Tui. And Jared.
Oh, yeah. That's more spits.
The real boy.
Yeah.
They're buying an island.
Oh, an island.
They're buying their own island.
Are they going to name it Epstein Island?
Yeah, maybe we can have some flights come in there.
Yeah. Just in memorial, you know.
Well, she was interviewed about it, and she was, like, downplaying it. She said, well, there's really not a lot there, and we just fell in love with it, and it's kind of a fixer-upper.
Let me guess, like a national wildlife refuge or something, right?
I think it's in Greece or something.
Oh, okay.
But all it's right. a fixer-upper island.
They're going to make it bigger, smaller?
I don't know. So,
all right, got a pledge here from Harry Richardson.
Oh, Harry.
And I can actually say this one a few times that I've been able to say somebody's name. and this is Harry's third pledge.
Yeah, Harry's our bud.
That's amazing. All right. Is going to so we're going to add up the pledges and figure out what's going on. Likes a public affair on Thursday and Friday. Likes Mel and Floyd. Likes Labor Radio. Enjoy the humor in these otherwise orange times.
It's orange alert. Every day.
Orange alert. Yes, we're on permanent orange alert.
Oh. Well, some of the little gifts we give you for pledging, we'd mentioned the straws at the $25 level. At the $35 level, the WRT patch. I think it's the WRT eye patch. I'm not sure, but no, it's just it's a bumper sticker. You can put it on, your backpack and bike and stuff like that.
Anywhere where you have a bumper.
Yeah.
I know where mine's going.
$60 level, a lightweight bag. We offered this for the first time last winter and received a great feedback from donors.
It's Did we?
Black or royal blue bag. It's lightweight, has pockets galore, and can be worn crossbody for added ease. At the $89.9 level, we've got the emergency weather radio. Offered this a few years ago, and then I think they found some. They said when they were spring cleaning in the basement, they found a box of them. So, runs on solar power or cranking, or it's USB rechargeable. That's kind of a nice thing to have. I could have used that today. My power went out for about an hour and a half.
Really?
Yeah. Alliant Energy has this thing now where if their equipment gets wet, it just shuts down.
This just kind of follows the general theme of moving backwards in time that I feel. Did you hear about the screw worms are back?
Yes.
Yeah, the screw worms. So these are these parasites that consume animal flesh, and they were eradicated from the United States in the 1960s, just like we were hoping racism would be. But no, it's back again. So, you know.
Let me guess that the Elon Musk cut some program that...
Yeah, exactly. It monitors these things.
Yeah, so...
Hey, we just want to mention, this is my, I always like to do at least one man bites dog headline for the week. And this is my pick of the week for unusual or improbable headlines. Netanyahu is accused of giving in to the U.S. This is from the New York Times. Apparently he's being given crap in Israel right now because he didn't kill enough people or something. I don't know what it was, but somebody's not happy with him. So Netanyahu accused of giving in to the U.S.
I thought he was the boss of the U.S.
He's the boss of us, as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
That's how, I don't know if you looked at the org chart recently, but that's how it's set up.
Him and Putin.
Him and Putin are at the top.
Together, yeah. You know, kind of coal.
Yeah. Depending on which region you're talking about. Yeah. So. It's like a franchise kind of thing, operation.
It's like
really.
A KFC kind of, you know. Exactly. So Trump fell asleep again at a meeting. I don't know if it was this morning or yesterday. I saw the story this morning.
It's because he's up at 4 in the morning tweeting,
now. Truthing,
yeah. Wait, I got to spit again.
But this one was kind of funny because it's the usual now because he's sitting. He sits a lot now. He doesn't stand very much.
Yeah.
And they had all these people behind him. And then he was you know, dozing off. But he had this bright yellow tie on. And I'm not sure. I've never seen him in a bright yellow tie.
Yeah, what's
before.
That all about?
I don't know. I think maybe if he like wanders out in traffic, it's like just kind of
it's a
little protection.
It's a little signal to let people know. Watch out for that guy.
But it looked like somebody had photoshopped an arrow in there to point to the sleeping guy.
I did see Marco Rubio in front of, I think it was a House committee, and they were asking him questions about. I should look at that again because remember I told you that one fan of ours is the minority counsel. to that committee. I should check and see if I can see him in the background.
Sure.
But at any rate, they were asking him about the president falling asleep, and then he was like, "Well, no, I don't think he's falling asleep. Of course, he's on top of everything, and you know the usual blah blah."
Yeah, yeah.
And so then the representative ran a film, you know, and of course the most humiliating part about it was when Marco Rubio was speaking about something, and you could see, you know, that thing where your head kind of goes down and then flops back up, and drool was flying and everything. So.
Well, who are you going to believe, you?
Yeah. Well, and poor
me or your lying eyes.
I kind of felt halfway sorry for Rubio because it was so obviously humiliatingly false that the guy was not falling asleep.
Hi.
Hey, look at that. We have a very flamboyant phone answer here. And now she's wafting off.
Just floated right in here.
Oh, man. My goodness. This is wonderful. Let's see. This is from Douglas. And Douglas is, let's see, what are we doing here? He's a current Evergreen donor.
Oh, nice.
And so he's asking for a t-shirt, which is great. We'll be happy to send you one. Do we have any comments on here? What's your favorite shows? Well, maybe not.
None of your damn business.
That's cool. I can handle that. So remember, you do have an opportunity if you'd like to pledge online, WRTFM.org. Got one here from, let's see who it is. Oh, we can say whatever name we want. So I'm going to say Harry Feppermacher. Just Harry Feppermacher just pledged. And
that's two Harrys we've had.
Yeah, that's two. Oh, so Harry has got a Mindless Minion card. And you can get a Mindless Minion card, too. Just talk to the phone answers about that. And has a request for the card, the specific number they want. And I got to tell you, Mr. Feppermacher, we will maybe be able to get you your request. We'll see. I have to go through which ones have been taken. But
see which numbers are left.
Which numbers are left, because we're running out of them. Yeah. So, likes Music and Musica Antiqua, Rockin' John, Mel and Floyd, and all of the Saturday shows.
Oh, very nice. So,
and we got a couple. Looks like we maybe one online. Got one from Kevin.
Kevin in Monona.
In Monona.
Oh, he likes Mel and Floyd and Who Cooks for You, our pal the Jaguar.
Yeah, that's an excellent show. Us, so. Yes. And I hear the phones going crazy out there. All right.
So WRTFM.org, there's a big, I think it's a big orange button. I don't have it in front of me, but it says donate, and then it'll just take the money right out of your account.
If it's a big orange butt, that's the White House website.
That's a different thing.
Might want to pull back on that one.
Did you hear the concert is canceled? The 250th anniversary?
Yeah, of people that were like big in the 90s. It's kind of like, I don't think anybody's really crying too much about it. What was it? Milli Vanilli. Those of you who are a little young may not remember this, but they were caught with lip syncing all of their stuff.
I mean, first of all, it's from the 90s.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't know if they have any career anymore, but there was a scandal that they weren't singing. They were lip syncing.
You heard the funny thing about it, right? Was the guy that was their promoter, his name is Jeff Epstein.
Yes.
That was like, oh, that's too perfect.
I can't quit you.
Hey, just one more quick thing about the art scene in D.C., and that is that they are moving fast to remove Donald Trump's name from the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts after a judge ruled that the statute literally said, this is a memorial to John F. Kennedy. So it's like read it, okay? Mm-hmm. So we have a pledge here from, let's see, can I say the name? Yep, Doug Haynes. And Doug likes Mel and Floyd, Democracy Now!, and the local news. Thank you so much, Doug. And then we have one online from Rick. Can I say Rick? Oh, no, I can't. I say Wild Rose. Oopsie-doo.
It says yes.
Yes.
You can use my name. But then it says from Wild Rose.
Okay. So. Let's see. Likes Mel and Floyd. Fire Worship. I don't know what that is.
I don't either.
And Petrichor Radio. Great to have the lighthearted Mel and Floyd in these times. Oh. Are we lighthearted? I guess we are. We're hearted, at any rate. Ba-dump, ba-dump.
John Oliver said something about the lineup of purported musical artist, and he said it sounds less like a celebration of America's 250th than a playlist for Rhonda's 50th.
Well, you know, Rhonda's going to be there, so I'm kind of sad. All this stuff is like this. I mean, it's just like, here's the thing. I read these culture critics, you know, oh, Hollywood's too woke and blah 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 blah. You know, the cultural, you know, Nazis are telling us what to do. And then you're like, okay, so give us Plan B. And Plan B is crap.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a reason why these people that they don't like are in positions of cultural influence, because they got some culture and they're influencing it because people because they like it. It's like, well, we'll get Chris Rock out, or not Chris Rock, what is his name? Kid Rock, out there for the 50 millionth time. That guy wasn't even trying. Yeah. Did you watch that during the Super Bowl?
No.
Oh my God, he was just stomping around. You could tell he was like lip syncing out of sync with the lip, you know? And it's like, that's your big alternative? Oh
yeah.
Man.
Trying to raise a little bit of money here today. At the $100 level, you get the Skull Baseball Cap. It features the WRT glow-in-the-dark white embroidery with a skull wearing headphones replacing the O in WRT. And these are pretty cool.
Yeah.
The new WRT, you mentioned the new WRT short sleeve t-shirts. And that's at the $100 level. And at the $120 level, very limited supply of the WRT binoculars for looking at birds or whatever. So
or whatever.
Be careful with those.
Yeah. So NASA, I don't know if you knew this, but NASA is ending a mission of a spacecraft that orbited Mars for 11 years.
One of ours?
Yeah, one of ours. Yeah. It was on Wednesday, NASA announced the end of a more than 11-year mission aimed at solving a mystery about Mars. So what happened to the air that once made the planet habitable? We're going to stop monitoring weather patterns on the Earth because, God forbid, but we are trying to figure out what the weather's like on Mars. You know, that's right up our
Where
alley.
Are we headed? You
yeah,
know,
yeah,
instead
yeah,
of us terraforming
yeah,
Mars,
yeah,
and
yeah,
we're
yeah,
going
yeah, yeah.
to become Mars and just.
So, unfortunately, this thing has the classic NASA cutesy wootsy acronym. It's called MAVEN, which is short for Mars Atmosphere and Volatile Evolution, but it's been orbiting Mars since 2014. And NASA just received a signal from MAVEN on December 6th, and then it just stopped responding. So they're just going to let it go. They speculated on what might be wrong with it, but I think it might be it's in outer space
for 14 years,
yeah, which is like deadly horrible. Not meant for any kind of thing that we could make.
A 14-year-old Hyundai will start.
Yeah, exactly. And this thing has got a constant micrometeorites, you know, intense radiation. I mean, it's amazing.
It's about 500 below zero.
Yeah. It did better than the Soviet. There was a Soviet one that was going around the Mars, too. I don't know if you know about that. Yeah, it was made of balsa wood. Powered by potato.
It's like the clock. I had a potato clock.
Did you? Did you really? Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Gave me an excuse for being late to work every day.
This damn clock.
My potato's running a little slow.
Yeah. Got to mash those babies every now and then.
608-256-2001. We're trying to raise a little money here for the next 32 minutes or so. Or go to WRTFM.org.
Okay. Here's the headline that most reminds me of Andrew Jackson. Firms jump at a chance to be banks.
What?
This is crypto companies and financial technology upstarts are starting to say they should be traditional banks. If you know anything about the first major financial collapse in this country, the Panic of 1837, you remember it's because they deinstitutionalized the national bank and allowed everybody and their brother, anybody that loaned anybody money, to declare themselves a bank. Fortunately, Jackson was really smart. He got out just in time to lay it all on Martin Van Buren. I don't know what you're talking about. It has nothing to do with me.
Yeah, Reagan kind of did that.
Oh, yeah. Reagan was good at that.
Here you go, George.
Hey, I've got a recession here.
Oh, I think we got another pledge here from Mindless Minion 200.
Yeah.
And they say they like Mel and Floyd, A Public Affair Friday, and Tropical Rhythms.
Yep.
Thank you. So will Mr. Smarty Pants be giving out his home phone number again?
Not to 200. No, I'm not.
Like previous pledges.
Yeah. 200 didn't behave himself. So, no, I'm sorry. It's not happening. And we have another pledge here. Let's see. I got a. That's a special category there. I got to put it in there. And this is from I Miss Minion number 10. And where's Mokina?
I don't know.
I don't know where that is either.
I'll look it up.
So they've got a. They're getting the new. The Truth Is Here WRT t-shirt in navy. Very good. And their favorite programs are Mel and Floyd and All That Jazz. Or All Jazz, I'm sorry.
Not says it's a village in Illinois.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
All right. All right. So we've got lots of folks who are pledging to the program. And, of course, when you pledge to us, you're really pledging to WRT, which is a wonderful community resource with many, many different kinds of programming. And the kinds of programming that you really can't get anywhere else.
Got to mention that all donations and pledges to this show and all of the shows during this drive will be doubled. We have enough. It's called a challenge grant. Very generous folks have said they would match any of the pledges. So if you pledge us, $10,000.
Don't do that.
Please.
We won't trust you.
Please don't do it.
Yeah.
No. If you pledge us, $100, we'll end up with a pledge of or payment of $200. So
yeah,
double your money. It's a very efficient way to give. So we like that. We also like the Evergreen, the automatic ACH, whatever you want to call it. But yeah.
It really helps with budgeting.
$10 a month or whatever.
And, yeah. We've had two increases on the program so far, Red Evergreen. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
So thank you.
Very cool. So. Also, before I forget, it's June, which means it's time for the final voting in the Best of Madison.
Oh, that's right.
And for some reason, we're in the finals again. and the best.
Somebody had a stroke and got confused there at Madison Magazine.
Well, there's fewer than like five radio stations left.
That's a good point too.
But we're in the best radio hosts or / radio team, something like that. So so you can go to Best of Madison, find the Best of Madison.
Best radio host.
It's through Channel 3000, so you can vote through the end of the month. And also our news department is the best online news.
Oh, vote for them.
News
yeah.
source
yeah.
or something.
If you don't
like
vote for us, vote for them.
Yeah, please. Please, because they do really good work and they work really hard and they're nice people.
Like them.
I pitch in every once in
yeah,
a while.
Yeah,
I haven't
helped
done it for a while, but they do a really, really great job.
Yep.
So
again, the kind of news, kind of information you're not going to get in a lot of other places.
Exactly. So, all right, we're going to take a brief break, play some announcements, and then that'll give you a chance. Well, first you have to pay attention to the announcements, obviously.
And I think our listeners can do both at once.
Can, yeah, two ears and one mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
So, however that goes. So, all right, we're going to take a break and play some announcements, and we'll be back with, you got anything good?
Nope. Catch as catch can.
Yeah, you already did the deadly tapeworm. I already mentioned that. I think
screwworm.
This is deadly tapeworm. Maybe we've got another one.
Well, it's a kind of tapeworm.
Okay, that's just
Actually, tapeworms are things in your intestines. I don't think these guys are in your intestines.
Okay, maybe this is different. Then I'll have to.
Well, let's talk about Ebola too. Already, if you really want to come on.
Thank God,
back to the Middle Ages.
Thank God, RFK Jr. and Dr. Oz.
Yeah,
are on it.
I'm waiting for my scrofula.
I saw an article this week about Dr. Oz when he was on TV giving medical advice, and they had like real doctors analyze his advice, and they said that 40% of the time he was wrong.
Yeah.
So they started calling him Dr. Coinface.
Yeah, exactly.
So, all right, we'll be back in a couple of minutes, and pay attention to these and pledge.
Support for this program is provided by WORT's listener sponsors, the National Electrical Contractors Association, Madison Division, and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, Local 159, proudly serving electrical contractors and electricians in the Greater Madison area since 1900. More info at IBEW159.org.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and the Wine and Hop Shop, located at 1919 Monroe Street, specializing in home brewing and winemaking supplies for over 40 years. Open to in-person shopping or order online for curbside pickup, in Madison delivery and shipping of supplies at wineandhop.com.
WORT thanks its listener sponsors and Bernie's Rock Shop, located at 901 East Johnson, and our new shop, Bernie's on Park, at 636 South Park in Madison. We offer handmade silver jewelry as well as unique mineral, crystal, and fossil specimens from around the world. Store hours and more information available at berniesrockshop.com.
And we're back. Want to thank Jan and Patrick from Menominee. I think Jan and Patrick are going to be coming to visit
us. They're going to come visit us next
week. That's going to be great. And
they asked if Clopsy would be here. So
okay. Well, all right, that's the sweetener, I guess.
Yeah.
Or maybe the reason. They like Melon Floyd, and they like the 8 o'clock buzz on specifically on Monday and Wednesday. And we also got a pledge from Judith Hageman and from the Snug Haven Farm. That sounds lovely. And Judith likes Public Affair, Melon Floyd, and Mud Acres. And we have a guest. We have a visitor.
All right.
A visitor from the Far East.
I live on the West Side.
Oh, you should live on the Far East. That's where all the fun people live.
Come, make that happen. No problem.
All righty. Well, just let you know.
You would know that if you came to the game night we had.
That's right.
2 weeks
you
ago.
You missed out.
Yeah.
Oh.
Did I? Well, what night was that?
It was 2 weeks ago. It was an afternoon.
It was late morning.
Oh. Was I gone?
You just ignored all the emails.
Oh, yeah. Well, I do that. You can't believe how many useless emails I got. Oops. Did I say that? No.
But it was great because then we could crap talk you the whole time we were there.
I could feel it. Yeah. Feel it in the ether.
No, we did honey heist. We stole honey. We were bears.
Okay.
Bears at a convention center.
Yeah.
Bears.
And
for humans.
You were the bear master. The BM.
The BM.
Oh, lovely. And I wonder why I missed. Okay. So, hey, Saga, what's up?
Hi. Happy pledge drive.
Yeah. Did you see the lovely thing that someone said about Esty?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was super nice.
Yeah, we have such a good community here. People really support everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's supporting you right now?
I'm supporting me.
You are?
She's got three jobs.
Come on. Oh, wow. Well, we love having you on the show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
So I wanted to pop in and say hi.
Yeah, cool.
How's Alfred, your dog?
My dog, Alfred, he's good. He's lost his hearing. So that's sad because he can't hear my voice anymore, but he also can't hear the thunder, which means he doesn't like cry all day.
Oh,
yeah. So we love Alfred, the unfriendly boy that he is.
He liked me as long as I was giving him treats.
Yeah, that's right.
Then he kind of lost interest in me.
Yeah. What's ringing over there?
Oh, it's my kid. She forgets that I'm on the air this time.
Yeah, just like she did when she was little.
Yeah.
I just reset my ringtone to be the bird note theme song.
Oh, excellent. Very good.
It took me like 3 hours, but it is so worth it.
Yeah.
Anybody want to learn how to hack your phone ringtone, you can let me know.
We always sing that when we hear it, because when we do the transfer, it's like...
So I'm going to get serious for a sec. So. Saga, tell the listeners some of the stuff that you do at the station.
Yeah. I am the talk producer here at WORT. I work on the show Public Affair. That's Monday through Friday from 12 to 1. We bring you thoughtful conversations.
Yeah. Unlike these.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm. You heard the emphasis in my voice. and I know some of the listeners on your show are listening after they've tuned into Esty's program.
Yeah,
so I felt
just from entropy.
It takes a lot of work to turn that dial off sometimes.
Yeah, it does.
Make it stop.
Yeah. So if you don't know what a talk producer is, that's a job title. Maybe you don't know what that means. That means I find guests, I book guests for our host to talk with. I make sure that we're covering current events, that we're talking about new recently published books, both local, regional, national, and international.
Yeah.
And then I make sure that it gets out on the podcast feeds and our website. So if you didn't tune in live, you can still tune in later.
Yeah. That sounds wonderful.
It got a little boring there at the end.
No, not at all. I was just thinking, we pay you to do that.
Yes, I am.
And you do an excellent job. And so, people, if you want to know where some of, not very much, of that money is going, it's to this wonderful person sitting right next to us here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. We're real people behind the scenes here. Yeah. Making these programs happen. Yep. And we're also volunteers. I volunteer here sometimes for the news on stories. That's how I got my start here at WORT. Yeah.
You went to the both conventions, was it 2 years ago?
2 years ago now. Oof. Yeah. I've got a tattoo to prove it.
Did you really?
I did, yeah. And I got COVID.
Was it? I went to the convention and survived? Is that what you're, is that your tattoo? Or
now, which convention gave you COVID?
I think you can guess.
I just want to mention real quickly, we do have a pledge from Brad of Middleton. And Brad's getting one of our wonderful shirts. He's getting an orange one. And why, I don't know. But anyway, that's up to you, Brad. And I wanted to just mention, what did he say here? He likes, he likes Mel and Floyd, Guilty Pleasures, and Entertainment. And this is, thanks for making the news palatable. I hope it's not too palatable. I got some things here that are a little less palatable. Here's a rather large donation. Should I believe this is real? I don't know what to think about that. This is from Anonymous in Medford.
Oh, Medford.
Yeah.
Nice. Is that in Wisconsin? Is that
it? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, Anonymous.
Mel and Floyd, all jazz and all blues.
Very nice. Like,
so.
Great.
Saga, you're making it rain here.
Yeah. Yeah. We knew it was we got you on here. So let's see. Then we also got a pledge from Bonnie and Michael in Mesa, Maine. Let's see. They like all jazz, all blues, and APA on Friday, but not us, which wise choice. We also got something from Jeff, who's in here in Madison. And let's see, what does Jeff like? Jeff likes Democracy Now, Hejira, and Pan Africa, and also not us. I think we're on a roll, Mel.
If you don't like us, pledge now.
Pledge now. Oh my God, the deluge. Oh my goodness.
Any minions coming in today?
No minions today. Mm-hmm. So
we are minionless. Wow. That's why we needed you to be here.
All right. Yeah. All right.
But let's see now. Okay, so I have a... Yeah, okay, I got that. Well, that's a lot of money, but thank you. So it must be you, because, I mean, we were just, like, limping along, and then you walked in, and it's like, wow. So, any rate. Okay.
Americans born after 1970 are dying earlier. They're already dying at a higher rate from heart disease, cancer, and external causes than people born before them were dying at the same ages.
Oh, my heavens.
A pattern researchers call alarming, given how many years...
Not like calling it alarming. It is alarming.
People are dying at a younger age.
We're going to call this the alarming trend.
The separation in the deterioration began around 2010.
Oh, yeah.
And hit nearly every living adult at once, driven mainly by stalling progress against cardiovascular disease after decades of improvement.
You know, that little train was just chugging up that hill, and now we've got Ebola, flesh-eating insects, and
screw worms.
I saw that, and I got scared. That's terrifying.
Well, you grew up in Texas.
I did.
Did they have any weird parasites down there?
Most of them are in the Senate.
besides, you know, Abbott and those guys.
Yeah, I know them.
But
I mean, it's...
With all the cattle and stuff, did you have anything odd?
I didn't grow up around...
Did you ever get Rinderpest?
Rinderpest?
Yeah,
look it up. Ooh.
What's that? I'd want to know.
It's just a
something you had in Kentucky.
Something? No. It's actually in Texas. It's
the mighty mosquito is a villain.
Yeah.
Of my life.
Yeah.
So.
Are you? We did a story about, like, they think now it's because of, like, your microbiome on your skin.
Oh.
Are you one of those people that gets bit, like, before anybody else does?
I get bit at a regular rate.
Yeah. I have a quart low.
We also had a story, I think it was last week, that mosquitoes have learned to be attracted to mosquito repellent because they know there's, like, big, juicy...
Oh, fleshy bodies right
fleshy
underneath
bodies.
It.
Right, yeah.
So feast.
They smell that and go, yum. Mm.
Here's semi-mindless minion number 6 who just pledged. Likes Mel and Floyd, Who Cooks for You in a Public Affair on Friday, got one of our WRT t-shirts in dark gray and said, glad to have Mr. Pants back, but thoroughly enjoyed Floyd's brief return a while back. And happy safe biking to you, Mel.
Here.
Yeah. I'm getting up there. I'm going like an hour and a half now without hurting myself too bad.
So you've heard our new campaign after Mel fell. We were trying to repeal the law of gravity because it's been keeping us down long enough. So
turned out the GOP was on that already.
They're already.
Tom Tiffany's like.
Yeah. Well, if elected, we believe in the law of levity. That's what we do here on Mel and Floyd. So, of course, we're not.
I think you could find some synergy with the flat earthers on that gravity issue.
Yeah.
You
know, that's a good
I think
point.
There's a lot of overlap yeah. there in those communities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Very good. You're just a kind of a community-minded person, aren't you?
Yeah, I could really make some connections for you. That's what I do. That's yeah. my job here. What other news nuggets?
Oh, let's see.
Are happening?
I'm trying to find something that's nice and pleasant as opposed to all the dreadful ones I have.
That stack is quite large for the non-nice and non-pleasant.
Yeah. Well, I got to get serious for a moment because we just passed 200 in terms of the number of people that have been killed in the bombing campaign by the U.S. military against the alleged drug boats that are in the waters off South America. So over 200. 202 is the closest we can come to as a total. Of course, they're not letting us know that through the Defense Department.
You know, so. if we wanted to do something about the drug problem, we should start with just like grabbing Donald Trump Jr.
Yeah.
I mean, that would do more than blowing up all these boats.
Right. So. Well, because you should go to it's a supply side approach, but we need to go to the demand side. And I would bet you that Trump Jr. has got a big demand.
That'd be like a 10% drop.
Yeah, right there, yeah.
That reminds me, Hunter Biden has been in the news a lot lately. Do you think he's like kind of gearing up for a Senate run or something?
I know.
But he did have a funny comeback. Somebody, he was fighting with some right-wing guy online, and they said, Hunter, those were your drugs they found at the White House, you know, when they found the cocaine. And he wrote back, they absolutely were not. I would never leave my drugs behind.
Good for him. Hey, got a pledger from Rich. I wish you had watches available, but not the junk Trump sell. Yeah, well.
I like there was a story somebody was upset with their Trump watch because the T fell off. It's a rough watch.
Of course it is. Got a pledge here from Luthor. This is your loyal disciple, Luthor reporting that I'm still alive, just doing the good bidding on the path to total global domination in the name of Mel and Floyd.
Thank you, Luthor.
That's our sometimes host here.
Yeah, we have a little Mel and Floyd family now, don't we?
We try.
We have to kind of
reinvent it every
By
once
the way,
in a while.
We're getting a companion. We're getting a dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. We talked. Well, it all depends on the adoption group.
Okay.
And so we had a lovely conversation with a woman yesterday who was kind of like the person that interviewed us and everything. And halfway through the interview, she said, I'm approving you guys, but let's continue with the interview anyway. So it was really nice. So, yes, we have this dog, Mabel. We already kind of picked her out.
Congratulations.
You aren't going to let the minions pick the name?
No. Well, we figured this out last week. We did this thing last week where we asked people for cat names, and we realized there's such a wide variety of very, very clever cat names because they're pointless. No, cats never come when they're called, so you can name whatever you want, right? But a dog needs something a little short and sweet. Like, don't name your dog Siddhartha, right? It's just not a good idea. So.
Mabel.
Mabel. Yeah.
Have you met Mabel yet?
Yes, I have. We did a little meet and greet last week.
Ooh.
The people who are fostering her right now, there were three dogs, and the other two were like, and they were like jumping and going crazy. And Mabel's looking at me very serenely, and I thought, that's the one. Although we did show a picture of her to a friend, and I don't know if I can say this on the air. Can I?
There's some words up there.
Yeah, she said the dog had looked like it had resting bitch face, and I said, well, it is a female dog, and it is resting, so, you know. I mean, kind of along with the deal. Let's see. We got a Minus Minion D-Cubed.
D-Cubed.
We owe a lot to D-Cubed here. And let's see. Nice pledge. Thank you so much. Likes entertainment, guilty pleasures, and Mel and Floyd. And then Ken of the Bird Dog Blues Band. Let's see here. What do we got to say? Mel and Floyd, Democracy Now!, and Who Cooks for You?
Yes.
Thank you.
It's a good lineup.
Ken of the Bird Dog Blues Band is from Blanchardville. I'm not even sure where that is.
I think you have a note on the back, too.
Is there a note on the back?
It's kind of over.
I don't know. Thank you to the Bird Dog Blues Band.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, Saga. That was a nice catch.
Nice save. Thank you.
We were talking about cat names. It reminds me of one of the greatest jokes on 30 Rock when Liz Lemon decided she was going to just give up and become a spinster. And she came in and she had a cat with her. And they were all going, no, I'm going to become a cat lady. I've got a cat and I'm going to name her Emily Dickinson. And everybody went, no!
Perfect. Everyone knows the best cat name is Professor Caddington.
So, here's some good news. Hundreds of nurses at SSM Health St. Mary's Hospital in Madison have secured June 11th as the date for their union election with the National Labor Relations Board.
Excellent.
Happy union.
According to the Service Employees International Union, which will represent the unionized nurses, more than 73% of the 870 nurses at the hospital have signed union cards. That means the nurses will have well over the labor board's 50% plus one majority required to win an election.
Wow.
After which St. Mary's will legally be required to negotiate a contract with the unionized nurses.
Yep.
There are essential workers. Hear.
Yep.
Boy, tell me about it. I met some really great nurses when I was stuck in that hospital for 6 days.
Except I'm not sure exactly who runs St. Mary's anymore because they're gobbled up by somebody who was gobbled up by somebody else.
Who's so at 9 o'clock in the morning, somebody comes on the intercom in the whole hospital and they do like a moment of meditation. Yes. It used to be
a moment of prayer.
It used to be a moment of prayer, but now they've kind of
walk that back a bit.
Yeah. So I always looked forward to the daily meditation.
Mm-hmm. I want to mention two pledges. One from Anonymous. She's here in Madison, Wisconsin, and likes Musica Antiqua and said, "You are my Friday afternoon gummies." Well, I get it.
My gummies make me fall asleep.
Yeah. Well, that's the soporific effect of Mellon Floyd. Can only get that here. Also from Julie in Belleville.
Oh, Belleville.
Likes Mellon Floyd, All Blues, and Journey into Jazz.
Oh, very nice.
We also have a pledge from Rick of Rockford. Godforsaken Rockford.
Speaking of gummies.
speaking of gummies. Likes Mellon Floyd, Fire. Oh, wait. We had that already. That's a repeat. We had that one already.
What?
Yeah.
What the what?
Oh, yeah. Somebody's been on the gummies.
I don't know whether that's another pledge. Hey, Rick, is that another pledge? Because we had one from you already. I don't know what to do with that one. I'm going to just put that one in my back pocket and hold it until you let us know more.
Okay.
Thanks so much, folks. I got to run and get back to work.
Bye.
Well, thanks for
coming in. That was Saga or
Happy Pledge Drive.
Yep.
Thanks. Yeah, it's the person whose salary you're paying. So get with it, people. Somebody's listening live from Panama.
What?
They say.
What the what?
Thank you for attention to this matter. R.I.P. Pipefitter and Essenhouse. Yes, I know. Pipefitter and Essenhouse are going away. I'm sad.
Aww.
This is from Offshore DJT.
Wow, very nice.
Yeah. So DJT's listening to the show. That's good to know. Thank you for attention to this matter. Excellent. Racking up a lot of pledges here.
Yeah,
that's
pretty
cool.
About 8 minutes left. We're on a roll here, so we're still a little short of our pledge, but or our goal. But if you want to pitch in, 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. We're going to take a brief break here and give you a chance to clickety-click. Got an email from Tanya. It says, funny, one of my current cats is named Mabel.
Mm.
Best wishes, pants, and companion with your new used pup. So,
slightly used.
She's, what, 6 months old?
Yeah. So it's not pretty,
not
young.
Not too many miles on her yet.
Just want to mention, this is in my, I'd like to categorize, this is in my duh category. You know, the government's been releasing little bits of these apparent videos of unusual aerial phenomena. It's what we used to call UFOs back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been doing this now for a while. I think it started actually under the Biden administration, but the Trump administration has been releasing more of these. And they're very peculiar. And people have said, well, you know, what is that? Could it be life from another planet? But the duh part of it for me is I saw this story about how evangelical Christians, and I thought, well, of course they think this, think that there are no such things as aliens, or if they are aliens, then they're demons. So they don't if something's not from around here, it must be a demon. Right? I think, well, at least they're consistent. So they have all these conversations about
that's usually if it's just on the holler down the road.
Down the road, yeah, exactly. Well, Pew did a wonderful study here where they found that atheists and agnostics are the most likely people most likely to think there might be intelligent life elsewhere, but among white evangelicals, 60% think there could be no such thing as life on another planet.
They don't think it's possible.
They just because obviously it's not mentioned in
God
scripture.
God made the earth. Yeah.
Yeah, but of course, you know, complex derivatives are not mentioned in scripture either. But they seem to think those exist. I don't understand.
And F-150 trucks.
Yeah, yeah, I know. I mean, there's a lot of things not mentioned in scripture.
CIA officer arrested with gold bars worked on the Pentagon's nuclear sub program.
Oh yeah. So,
but he's in trouble now. He's got all those gold bars. That means he has to be the senator from New Jersey. it's a requirement.
Yeah. You must have this many gold bars.
I think I got enough. Oh, we got about 4.5 minutes left here, so we're trying to top things off here.
Sure, yeah. If you'd like to make a pledge towards the end of the show, we would greatly appreciate it. An infinite density of pledges would be unpleasing, but if you'd like to make a pledge, I think it'd be great.
Into the black hole of pledges, of fundraising.
Yeah, there goes Mel and Floyd.
So 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. At the $100 level, you get the skull baseball hat.
Arrgh.
And or the new Truth Is Here WRT short sleeve t-shirts. These are sweet. I might have to get one of these. And at the $120 level, the WRT binoculars. There's a very limited supply. So it'll be.
Just want to mention one piece of positive news. Who knows what will happen, but you may recall that the president of these United States ordered that anyone in our armed forces who was trans could no longer serve their nation. And in a 2-1 decision by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit, they overturned that order and said that basically this was on Monday. It applied to 28 plaintiffs, but the plaintiffs have themselves asked the court to extend the protection to all transgender troops. And in a majority opinion written by the head of the panel, Judge Robert Wilkins, he said that the government had shown little evidence that transgender troops harm military operations and that the Trump administration policy instead seemed to be driven by the, quote, the bare desire to harm a politically unpopular group. Wow. Oh, shocking. That's what they're doing. This is the thing. No evidence-based, no rationality, no evidence-based governance. That's what they want. It's all the will of the leader.
Yeah.
It's very atavistic.
Well, it's gotten to the point, too, now where they're releasing some economic data, as government has been doing for a long time. But people are starting to not believe it.
Yeah, sure.
You know, I mean, not people like us who are skeptical jerks, but I mean like CEOs and stuff.
I think my skepticism and my jerkiness are separate things.
That's true. But no, like CEOs. I was reading a story this morning about like the CEO of, it was like Whirlpool and Coca-Cola and places like that. They're saying people don't have any money. We're getting worried here, and despite this, everything's wonderful,
right?
And everything's going to be great.
They just changed the algorithm.
Weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But if these CEOs of like nuts and bolts companies like Whirlpool are worried, I think it's time to start getting worried. So,
but there is the Jaguar, and that could change everything.
Yeah,
the Jaguar's here. I want to mention real quickly, though, we did get another pledge from Anonymous in Belleville.
Oh,
Anonymous in Belleville likes Mel and Floyd Muddacres and entertainment, and says, and this is the comment, I think this should be our motto. Mel, we love
WRT.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, sure. The Gang of Four. I was just reading about. I love the Gang of Four.
Gang of Four is great. Four is great.
Yeah.
Entertainment.
Yeah.
Entertainment. Oh,
yeah. There you go. I don't. That's what we're all looking for.
I had a great Gang of Four album, but I don't think it was that one. So, but it had a red cover though. So that's.
Well, if you're the Gang of Four, you need a red cover.
That's all I remember about it. All right, we got about a minute left here. 608-256-2001 or WRTFM.org. And who were the phone answerers again? Do you have
Katie,
phone?
Linda, and Lainey were out there today, and they were doing.
They're very
doing the Lord's work.
They're very energetic. They yep, come in here,
yeah,
with
pirouetting around and all sorts of things. It's like Isadora Duncan in here.
It was like that Fred Astaire where we danced on the ceiling.
Yeah, exactly. That was great. So.
Oh, left some heel marks in the
yeah,
tiles.
Well, we'll
there,
get to that later.
So anyway, time to declare the weekend. Enjoy your weekend. It was nice to get some rain.
Yeah.
That was fun.
It's a little muggy now, but I can handle it.
Yeah. So yeah. It's pretty dry. So anyway, do you have the list of the people?
Oh, my heavens. I'll quickly try to do this. Let's see. We got Tony and Douglas and Harry and Doug and Two Anonymous and Judith and Bonnie and Michael and Jeff and Ken and Mindless Minion D Square. We just got another pledge, which I'm going to have to write down here. Thank you so much from Anonymous in Fort Atkinson.
Oh, Fort. I like Fort.
Yep, I like Fort too. Public Affair on Friday, they like. Back to the Country, Mud Acres. And we've got another Anonymous, and we've got Offshore DJT. We got Rick. We got Julie. Another Anonymous. We have Luthor, our buddy, and Rich, and Mindless Minion 6, and another Anonymous, and Brad, and Jan, and Patrick. Our buddies, Minion number 10, Minion number 200, and that was that. Oh, and Kevin, and another Anonymous, and there we go.
All right.
Thank all of you. Well, thanks
thank
to
you,
all of you.
Thank you so much. I saw the screen just blip. Did we get one real quick? We got to get out of here, but nope. It was just a blip.
That was the one I think I got.
It was just a blip.
Okay.
That was it. Yep. All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for pledging. Stick around and donate to the Jaguar, a Who Cooks For You show.
Please, we beg you.
Yeah. So it is 2 o'clock. You are listening to WRT 89.9 FM Madison. Pants, it was great to see you. Have a great week.
You too, buddy.
Okay. Thanks for listening, everybody. Bye-bye.
This is the Insurgent Radio Kiosk for Friday, June 5th.
This is Bird Note. Birds are clever creatures. It's part of what makes them so fun to watch. But human infrastructure, like open pipes, can turn a bird's natural curiosity into a death sentence. Open vertical pipes are commonly used to build fences,